When Chief Chris Magnus took over the Richmond Police Department in 2006, one of the main changes he made was turning every officer into a community police officer. Before, there was just a small group dedicated to community policing, maintaining the same beat on a daily basis. But now that's expected of every officer who puts on a Richmond uniform. The city is also trying some more radical ideas, including funding a department that offers stipends to young men to stay out of trouble. With the spate of police shootings of unarmed black men in the last year and a half, there's been intense scrutiny of police conduct around the country. KALW's Todd Whitney wanted to see how Richmond's programs have been faring. He takes us to the city's streets where the police and other organizations are working to cut crime.
This is my friend. You know,
where do you live at, sir?
That's Officer Jesse Souza, a B-cop in Richmond's Central District.
What brings you to the area hanging out here?
It's late afternoon, and he's responding to a call about a man drinking liquor in a McDonald's parking lot. The drinker is a Spanish speaker, so Souza has to rely on the man's friend to translate.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know if you guys could do me a favor. The reason why is we get a lot of calls of people loitering and drinking in the parking lot. I'm not saying you guys are doing that, right? But just to prevent calls, if we could just hang out somewhere else and wait.
No, it's good. Yeah.
Ask him if he understands that.
Officer Souza's response counters lots of the videos we've recently seen of police. Unlike what we've seen in McKinney, Texas, or others around the country, Souza's demeanor is respectful and personal. Yeah.
I'm not saying you guys are doing that. We're going to get calls because they're going to think that right there is some alcohol, but you know.
Souza's been on the same beat for all 3 years he's been on the force. That means he's a regular presence in the neighborhood, and the people know his face.
Police officers used to be in the habit, and I hate it when I saw it on the street, of saying, oh, I can't tell you that, or I can't talk to you right now.
That's Captain Bisa French of Richmond's Northern District.
How hard is it to say, I'm sorry, ma'am, but right now we're chasing somebody with a gun, so we have to have you stay over here? It's not that hard to explain.
French has been at the department for close to 20 years. She says that there's been a complete turnaround since Chief Magnus took over in 2006.
So before, we were really responsive. We just kind of responded to calls for services. We were a lot busier, a lot more crime, so it was just going from call to call to call. Now we're looking at it from a broader approach.
That broader approach involves thinking beyond policing and bringing in other considerations like environmental design. It also means working with other city departments like public works and sanitation, like when there are shootings in an area that also has a high concentration of illegal dumping.
Holistically, how can we solve this problem so that we don't have to keep responding?
Richmond's police department started changing its tactics and culture before the latest wave of national police scrutiny. French says part of the reason it's working is that the shift started at a moment when many older officers in Richmond were retiring. In fact, over 80% of the force's 200 sworn officers were hired under Chief Magnus's tenure.
I think we have a culture that's more community-oriented because we have a lot of young officers, and so since they've been coming on, since the chief has been here, that's been the focus, is community relationship and community trust building.
But relationships and trust aren't established overnight.
Some of this old law enforcement culture seems to be still ingrained in a lot of communities. I don't like the fact that this profession still holds mostly white males in it, and that we can't get the people of color that live in the communities to actually come on to the police department.
Right, you got to be transparent to these dudes. You know, you can't try to con them. They didn't heard all the cons before.
That's Kevin Yarbrough. He's a neighborhood change agent at Richmond's Office of Neighborhood Safety, aka ONS.
I mean, our title in itself say it all. We neighborhood change agents, which means we come to your neighborhood and try to invoke change.
Though the police might have trouble recruiting non-white officers, ONS deliberately employs men of color from the communities it serves.
You know, we let the streets dictate to us, in a way, where we go and who we talk to. You know, if it's a hot spot, you know, where somebody done lost their life, or a next shooting or situation where a gun may be involved, then that's where we'll be at. wherever the drama is, that's where we at. You know, and we try to bring a calmness to the situation, bring our expertise to it.
ONS is a city department, totally separate from the police. But like Officer Souza of the Richmond PD, Yarborough also rides around on a beat. On a recent drive, during after-school hours in one of Richmond's neediest neighborhoods, he ran into two youths he knew.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, happy birthday, boy.
Thank you.
You 17?
Yep.
Huh. I got five for you, boy.
Thank you.
Yup. Hey, what you got up, boy? What you finna do? You think you grown now? I've been knowing them their whole life, so. Yeah, I went to, you know, I grew up with their mama. So, them two right there, super smart.
ONS recruits people like Yarborough, who know the streets and carry cachet that outsiders like police just don't. Yarborough grew up in Richmond. He got into some stuff, went to prison, and now that he's back, he wants to kick positivity into the community that raised him.
Yeah, we basically looking for young people, some that we know. For some that we don't know, it's basically a pretty good opportunity to introduce yourself, lay the groundwork for possibly building a relationship with the young person. You know, a lot of people want to change, but they're not ready. You know, so we kind of function around their timetable, right? Whenever they get ready, we here.
I believe that if gun violence was to have a significant reduction here and be sustained, it had to come through them.
That's Devon Bogan, the director of ONS and the brains behind the operation.
I said, we've tried to do this every other way, yet until today have we come to you and asked you if you wouldn't mind helping us do something that we've demonstrated we cannot do without you.
ONS asked the young men to take part in an intensive 18-month mentorship program with daily check-ins from multiple people. They also provide opportunities for travel around the state and even out of the country. And that's a pretty big deal for some of these dudes. Some of them never left their own neighborhoods. Then comes what may be the most controversial aspect of the program, something called a privileged stipend.
After 6 months of one's involvement in our fellowship, they become eligible to earn up to $1,000 a month.
It's not based solely on whether or not they stop shooting. It's based on their participation level in the fellowship. Things like going to classes, getting a job, coming to meetings. Since the program started in 2010, only about 60% of ONS fellows have received a stipend. Still, many people question the method. So you're paying people to stay out of trouble and do the right thing? But Bogan has a response.
We're willing to pay a great deal of public dollars on punitive measures after these young men have done knuckleheaded activity, when we could spend a whole lot less on the front end and I think get, if not as good, better results.
Both ONS and the Richmond Police are getting better results from their innovative approaches. The police department's reputation is making it an example for others around the country. And last fall, the Department of Justice asked Chief Chris Magnus to sit on a panel to examine the training and supervision in St. Louis County in the wake of Ferguson. In cities across the country like Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and New Orleans, they're looking to emulate ONS's model. Bogan is quick to say that ONS's tactics are unique to Richmond. But perhaps the universal takeaway is that a city's fate is tied to its most vulnerable citizens. In Richmond, I'm Todd Whitney for Cross Currents.